going to celebrate. We did celebrate. It's the WGN Radio Walk of Fame. Another class has been inducted, and Bill, you and I will never be there.
No, and that, and maybe that's for the better, Wendy. Maybe it is.
I don't know if Rokan will be in there.
Oh, there's not a chance that's ever going to happen. I've actually said, other than Judy Pilak, who was on our show, was already there, obviously. Yeah. None of the four of us, the rest of the four, are going to make it.
Not a chance.
No.
That's all right. That's okay.
It's okay.
We could have the Black Sheep Wall of Fame. Could we do that?
You know how during the NCAA tournament, there's that non-invited tournament? We could have our own Walk of
the
Fame.
The Asterisk Hall of Fame?
Yeah, we could start that.
Right. Right. That's what we could do. Now, it is really an amazing thing, though. I mean, you know, we've all worked at other places, and and we've always looked at WGN throughout our professional careers as, whether we're growing up listening to it or then competing against it, looking at it as this, you know, as the citadel at the top of the hill. Right, it's the thing, and it's always the most important radio station in Chicago, and it always will be. And it's one of those moments where you stop and is it kind of weird? Like you're standing up there, and watching, great job, and
thank you,
and you're in front of these legends, and it's WGN.
That's what the thing is. You're in front of all these legends. It's like we're just a blip. And some of the people, like Marlene Wells has been here 50-some years, or 50 years, but still, some of these legends, it's like, I'm a radio geek, so this is really exciting.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
And the thing that nobody talks about, but we do it quietly, is that at some point we all made fun of this station. It was it was a joke. You know, you go, because your parents would listen to it, and you'd laugh. You know, like, there's other stuff, you know.
Right.
But then you realize, oh, wait, there's stuff on there I like.
Don't worry, there's 20-year-olds laughing at us now.
Yeah, that's
what goes on.
That's fine.
We met a listener, Kathy, who called into our show last week, I believe, and she came out to the Walk of Fame ceremonies today. And her point was 21 years ago, I believe, she had a baby, and she was stuck at home with the baby, because that's what a lot of stay-at-home moms did.
Yep.
And I wasn't there then, but listening to WGN, these were her radio friends. She listened. She remembered when Bertrand started. And she said her husband used to make fun of her, like, how can you listen to this radio? And she's like, they're my friends. And the husband's like, yeah, right. The husband has since retired and now listens to WGN.
Now we're his friends.
And now he gets it.
Yeah. That's true. That's what, that you know, WGN has been Chicago's, buddy. This companion for 100 years almost, right? And in every, been there, whether it's an important sporting event or an important news event, WGN, and it used to really, you know, if you competed against WGN, it would really stick in your crotch.
Sure.
How could they win all the awards? Yeah. How they did, you know, why did they get all the, why did they get all the advertising? Why did they get all the listeners? Why did they get all the stuff? It's, you know, they used to joke about in the sales departments and radio in this town. It's like the GN sellers, they just sit at the desk and wait for the phone to ring.
Right.
You know, as opposed to going out.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And it, you know, it's been true for decades. And, you know, it is just one of those, it's an institution, like Channel 9.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's Chicago, it's its own thing. It's not, you know, and I think there's a lot of places around the world that would listen to this and go, well, I don't get that. But every town has a radio station or a media institution or a TV clown, right, in some cases, or a late night movie host, who people go, oh, they're the best, and then the rest of the world goes, well, what is it? Well, GN is not like that. GN radio is one of those things that not only does everybody get it and love it here, but people around the nation.
Yeah.
Revere it.
Yeah.
All right, we have a special guest who is walking in the studio right now. And
our friend Roger Trinchel.
He is our new friend. Patty Vasquez has walked in as well. We are kind of like the calm in the storm. I wanted to weather speak a little bit. Yeah, because we're here, and after the broadcast wrapped up, we wanted to come in here and have some radio legends. I don't know why Rokan came then.
I'm kidding. All right.
No, and thank you. You were the first one in here because Steve Cochran was supposed to come. Everybody. But Roger Trinchel is here. You were outstanding today.
You stole the show, Roger.
Well, you know, I had nothing but fun on this radio.
Yeah.
And you know why?
Why?
I didn't give a crap. Well, especially today. You know, I'm 88 years old.
Yeah.
What are you going to do to an idiot? You're going to put a guy in jail. I'm not a Bill Cosby. That's for sure.
Patty Vasquez is here as well.
Hi, we've never met. Pleasure to meet you. Congratulations.
Yeah, why you just sit right at that spot?
I'm sorry, do you want me to
move? We had the weather station back in here. But, you know, people forget If you're human, be as you are as human.
That's the
key. If you don't like me, too bad. I can't like everybody. And everybody can't like me.
Right.
I'm going to use that audio.
My wife did. You know, you don't have 35 in your family because you didn't love each other.
True.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Very true.
We had 4 children, and then that expanded. We have 12 great-grandchildren.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it is. And it's true, you know, in 35 years of marriage, you don't think we had arguments once in a while.
No. Never.
But it's just unbelievable. 65 years, I mean, not 35. 65 years.
Who's keeping track?
She was 16 and I was 18 when we met.
Yeah.
My God. Yeah. Really?
Well, I'm an old timer. You know,
my mother got
married at 16 years of age, but I just cannot complain. And God's been so good to me there's my son standing there.
Right.
And
his son is in the studio. Roger Treemstra is here. And what is the son's name?
Dean.
Yeah. We're on the radio right now, so it's kind of tough for the listeners to see him. So I'm just trying to paint a picture like, you know, you would do with the weather on the radio. You'd have to paint a picture.
You know what was so nice about today is the assemblage of people from WGN's past and present getting together. It was like the Avengers.
Yeah.
It was very similar.
Actually, they talk about the WGN family. It really was that. And I don't know what they do today, but we did a lot of remotes. Pumpkin Fest, and with Bob, we had that pit spit in Michigan.
Yeah.
We just had a lot of fun. And once in a while, we would get kind of angry with each other. Collins used to drive me nuts.
Did he really, yeah?
Yeah. 80% of it was shtick. And the other 20%
was real.
Choke each other.
But you said that Wally was the nicest to you, didn't he?
Absolutely. And Wally was kind of to himself. He wasn't a real outgoing guy. Very bright. I was the only guy who would sit and eat lunch with him. We just got along very good. He treated me with great respect.
Yeah.
You have a pair of headphones there. I don't know if you can put them on, but there's a listener who wants to share a memory of you and Wally Phillips. We'll help you get set up. Boy, Roger comes here. He's a special guest, and the headphones he grabs completely broken.
Oh, no.
I think we're in good shape.
Listen to this guy.
Here, what am I doing?
Rohan and Patty Vasquez in the studio with us as well. And, Roger, this is listener Casey who has called us, 312-981-7200. Casey, you had a memory you'd like to share with Roger?
Yeah, a lifelong listener. And I remember when Uncle Wally used to call you Roger Treemstra.
Yeah, that's true.
On purpose?
No, the thing about Wally, he was unbelievably bright, and a lot of people, you had all these sounds being fed in by the engineer, and Wally didn't know what was coming off.
Yeah.
It was all, you know, just off the top of his head. Very, very bright, very, very nice, just a good guy.
Well, there you go.
Absolutely.
Casey, were you listening to the induction ceremonies today?
I was. Absolutely loved it. That's what reminded me of Roger Treemstra, and absolutely fantastic.
Thank you so much for calling, and we'll do one more call before we take a break. Thomas is on the line. Hi, Thomas.
Hi, I'm a lifelong listener. I've listened to this station for almost 67 years.
Wow.
And my mother swears, of course, my mother is no longer with us, but of course she swears that every time she had WGN on, and when I was in the womb, I would stop playing. I would be listening to the music.
Really?
Yes. And I can tell you from the start, I was born listening to WGN.
Well, that's awesome, Thomas. We thank you so much and hope you got to enjoy the induction ceremonies today.
Roger, I didn't get to hear the early days of Wally Phillip here on WGN, but people have told me, my dad has told me, that he was the most cutting edge of anybody on radio at that time. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because he could respond so quickly, and not only that, he had a way of having his voice go directly to the individual listener. That's one of the joys of radio. You're talking, just like I'm doing to you right now, you talk to the people who are listening. Television is more of
A performance.
Yeah, it's showbiz. But radio, and to be very honest, radio I thoroughly enjoyed. Luckily, we had the delay button, because once in a while I'd go nuts.
You kept that thing busy, didn't you?
And they knew. Well, when we're going to have rides on, we better be kind of careful. I'm not that kind of a guy normally.
No, right.
But you can pee me off pretty easy.
Steve Cochran has joined us, and Steve Bertrand.
There he is. Look at this. Look at this guy over here. Treacher. Once he finds out it was a joke, he didn't really get a play.
Surprise.
This is a guy that's closest to Spike Odell that I've ever
seen. Ah, you're sweet. Aww, you're sweet.
That from a
that's
lot of people. Nice.
And Spike was really a gentleman. He used to beat the out of me all the time. But we had fun in a lot of the remotes. The remotes were really good.
Hey, let me tell you something.
You know what? You're getting older, man.
I am old. I'm not getting there. I'm old. The other day when you were on the show, I don't know if people tell you this, you're still pretty, but also, you haven't lost a step. You're the funniest thing we've had on the show in forever, including me, and I couldn't be more impressed, Roger. You look great, and you sound even better.
Well, for some reason, God blessed me with a sense of humor. You know what?
That's how you get to be 88.
That's how you're married 65 years, by the way.
That's exactly right. And my wife's a freaking angel.
So sweet. What every girl wants to hear.
Too bad he's married. He's my type.
He is. He really is.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something.
Yes,
this is absolutely true. I'm the baby of a family of four sisters. And to survive, you had to have a sense of humor. I spent more time in bathrooms with girdles and silk stockings hanging all over the place. And
Well, that's like you. That explains a lot, Roger.
It does. It's just a different life.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I always wanted to prove I was a man, and I didn't really care, but I wanted to have fun. I owned a roller rink. I owned a Russian pipes and pizza where I had a gigantic theater organ in. In fact, I'm going to go here tomorrow. It's up to the north. So I don't know why God has blessed me this way. I got four kids. It's like my son standing there. And it's just been a good life.
Roger, you're a good man. You're a good man. That's why you got blessed. And good people deserve it. You know, we're all blessed to be on this radio station.
You are
a huge part of this history. Well, and it's just a pleasure to see you.
That's nice to say. And, you know, for many years after I left, in fact, I'll tell you, in my parting contract, it was in there. When you
never come back?
No. Here's what it was. When you're on the air, because we want you to call in once in a while, if you goof up, there's a $25,000 fine. That's absolutely true.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, because they never knew what I was going to say.
Right.
I try to keep it clean, because I am a Christian guy.
Sure.
But I'm a human being.
Yeah. Hey, Christians curse.
You know what?
Damn right.
There you go.
Peter raises a lot of cane. Look at David. He's watching a lady taking a bath on the top of the roof.
There you go, right there.
Roger, we have to take a break. We are joined with Steve Cochran. Rokan was here. He snuck out for some reason. Steve Bertrand is here. Patty Vasquez. It's Bill. It's Wendy. It's Roger Treemstra. And it's here. It's WGN Radio. We don't have a lot of time here, Bill.
We do not have a lot of time. But
Justin Kaufman has joined us.
I just want to say you guys did a great job.
Yeah, you did.
That was outstanding.
Well,
thank you.
You did.
That's great.
You know, it's the old saying. It's like juggling monkeys, and you guys did a nice job.
Well, we also did juggle monkeys behind
stage. It was dazzling. Yeah, that was well done.
Just to prove it.
It is an honor to work here, I got to tell you.
It is.
And I get all weepy and sentimental, and I haven't even been in this building as long as some of you guys have.
Like Patty grew up on this place. The four of us all work different places. And it's real easy to pick on this place as it's kicking your tail.
Right.
You know, rating spirit after rating spirit. And you get here and you get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I have you to thank, by the way, because you were so generous in all the times that you let me be a guest on your show.
A good guest.
And my dad, when the first time I was ever on with Milt Rosenberg, when you invited me in.
Well, if you and I had Bill.
Yeah. That's all right. You were there. You were there.
Yeah.
My father was very ill with small cell lung cancer and was worried about me and what my future was going to be like. But he heard me for the very first time on WGN Radio, and he goes, "You know what? You're going to be okay, kid."
Oh, about that.
Very
nice.
In 2001.
Milt would do a show about it was young comedian.
Yeah. Right.
And play into the 12 to 24 demo.
Yeah. He said at one point, he goes, Milt's question to all three of us was, when you compare comedy of the old days to the younger comics, your Shecky Greens and your Jack Carters,
yeah.
And we all went, oh, I'm not sure that those are the younger comics.
he turned to me, and I was the first person he talked to, he goes, so Miss Vasquez, what is funny? And all I could think was, my name is Vasquez.
That's funny. Do you remember the improv moment?
He wanted us to do an improv based on...
He said, when we come back from the break.
Good note, by the way.
French cafe.
Yes!
Napoleon walks in and improv.
Yep.
That's it?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, we had to break and I said, Bill, that's not happening.
Yeah. You know, we said scene.
Right.
Right, before
even
he even started.
Shecky Green and Jack Carter couldn't have made that one.
Why you brought them in? Remember he told us to leave and he brought Shecky and Jack?
Yeah, I do remember.
All I want to know is what's going to happen to the plaques and what are we doing next year? And are we ever going to get in it? Wow, just Bertrand's the only one in
it. You want the answers in the reverse order?
Right, yes.
And the ultimate truth is, we don't exactly know where the plaques are going. There's three or three places that are being negotiated right now.
Yeah.
Well, Todd seemed to hint that they have a spot for him, but...
Well,
nice little courtyard. Yeah. Sure. In his backyard. Holograms. I like holograms. The holograms.
There was a talk of that. There was a talk of that. A digital version over at the new building.
Having been in it... Mm-hmm. I don't really care where the plaques go. It's about days like today.
Yeah.
You're right.
I mean, to see all these great friends come back, and that's the benefit of it.
Aren't you living in the moment?
No, but it's true. I mean, I've always said that.
The bigger family and the immediate family.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And God knows Kaplan brought about 50 people, so.
And cameras galore.
That's another one. I'm sorry.
No, go on.
No, no, no. When Cap hired me to do his wedding party for the when he was doing the day before that, and he just said, do that show I saw you do at Zany's. I'm like, all right, great. And he's paying me like $500, which is good money when you're a young comic.
Yeah.
And I get there, and these kids come running up to me. Are you the lady that's going to talk dirty to us?
It was his nephews.
I'm sorry. excuse me. And Cap goes, I don't care. He goes, I want you to do the exact same show I saw you do at Zany's, or I'm not going to pay you.
Because they're not my kids.
And I was. all right, here we go. I scaled it back a little bit.
Wow. Yeah.
Did you do the French cafe where Napoleon walks in?
Yes.
Kids love that.
That's a closer. It kills.
End with that.
Bertrand, do you have the Wintrust business lunch today?
I do, yes.
All right, well, because we have to wrap things up, I'm going to meet Roger Treemstra at Billy Goat for a couple of shots.
Yes, you are. Again, nice job, you guys.
Thank you.
Great job. Thank
you. It's an honor to be here. It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, along with Justin Kaufman, Steve Cochran, Patty Vasquez,